Raw milk is thought to be the culprit behind an outbreak of illness in the state's south central region. Dr. Joe McLaughlin, chief epidemiologist with the state section of epidemiology, is investigating four recent cases of Campylobacter infection associated with drinking raw milk from an unnamed Matanuska Valley farm.
Campylobacter is a bacteria that's commonly found in the intestines of birds and other animals like cows, and oftentimes it doesn't cause the animals to become sick, but when people consume that pathogen, we become sick.
The sale of raw milk is not legal in Alaska, but the law does allow a person to own a share of a cow. The state does not require testing or pasteurization of milk from a cow share program. Dr. McLaughlin says drinking raw milk is not a good idea because of the pathogens that raw milk can contain.
What probably is happening here is that cows on the farm are sort of natural reservoirs for this particular bacteria in their guts. And then what happens with raw milk is there's fecal contamination of the milk through the, during the milking process, fecal particles can actually get into the milk.
Unpasteurized milk can be infected with a number of pathogens, including Listeria and Salmonella. Listeria can cause life-threatening infections in newborns and adults, he says. Four cases of the Campylobacter infection were reported within a month. One case involved a child. The other three victims are adults. Dr. McLaughlin says Campylobacter infection is not life-threatening in itself, but it can lead to serious lifelong health problems. He says the four Campylobacter cases reported roughly a week apart between early May and June indicate more to come.
There are likely multiple batches of contaminated milk, and raw milk outbreaks can be intermittent and protracted, and this outbreak may well be ongoing. And these are just the laboratory confirmed cases, and we really think that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Anyone who has consumed raw milk and then experienced acute gastrointestinal illness characterized by diarrhea, cramps, vomiting, and fever is asked to contact the state section of epidemiology.